Now he tells them, though, to shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That is, all of this that comes to no profit whatsoever to the individual. And therefore, he is to avoid all of this. Now he says, and their word will eat as doth a gangrene, of whom are Hymenaetus and Philetus. Now, I don't know much about these two men that he mentions here, but they were apostates. Who concerning the truth, now this is verse 18, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. See, actually, in that day, there were some that were teaching that the resurrection had already taken place, and that would mean anyone still around that missed it. Now we come to verse 19 here, and let me read this. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Now, back in the Old Testament, you will recall that the Israelite was commanded to write out a scripture and put it on his house. In other words, he was to make his house a billboard for the Word of God. And you see all this idea of display advertising today, outdoor display advertising. Why, it certainly makes the things that are wrong in this world look right and very attractive. Beer and liquor and many other things that are revealed there. The nightclubs, it all looks very attractive when it's on a billboard. Well, we don't put up the Word of God much today, and if it's going to be put up, friends, make sure that you write it out attractively. I think it hurts the cause of Christ to have some crude scripture written, that is, written crudely, I should say, and put up. Now, God told his people over in the 6th chapter of Deuteronomy, he says, thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, they shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Now, they were told to do that. Now, on the church. The church has two scriptures. Number one is, the Lord knows who are his. But how are the folk on the outside to know? Well, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And friends, that's the way that on the outside they're going to know. And that's what separation is. Separation is separation from evil, and it is separated unto Christ. If you name the name of Christ, be sure you're not living in sin. And we have today, unfortunately, some that are great about asserting doctrines and that they are fundamental in the faith. And it turns up that they've had an affair with some woman, or that they have dropped into sin and been proven dishonest, or something like that. Well, my friend, the way the world outside's going to know is that that sign that's on the church, you don't need it there because God knows his own. But outside, the world's going to know by the life you live, and that's the only way they're going to know. And that's what he means here.